From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There's a new report by the UN AIDS program about people living with HIV in China. The report says that 42% of them have experienced discrimination because of their condition. Last year, AIDS became China's most deadly infectious disease. China has slowed the spread of the virus, but as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, dealing with deep-rooted social stigma is much harder.
Outside a health ministry complaint center, three dozen AIDS patients are shivering in the cold. They came to protest against discrimination and official negligence in their home province of Henan. One of them, 41-year-old farmer Sun Lao Mo, contracted HIV in 1994 while selling his blood at a collection station run by the local government. He believes the station used unsanitary procedures. He says that back home, stigma facing AIDS patients is so great that it imposes a fearful silence.
Nobody dares tell anyone about this disease. If locals find out about it, there's no way for your kids to live in the village.
AIDS patient Gao Guoqiang says he became infected during an operation when the hospital gave him a transfusion of tainted blood. But he says that where he comes from, many believe AIDS is the result of sexual permissiveness.
In the countryside, many people who discriminate against you think that you got this disease because your lifestyle and your morals are bad.
Farmer Chang Qing also got HIV when selling his blood back in 1998. He only found out last year that he had been infected. The government has given him medication, but when he arrived in the capital, he says, local police did not make him feel very welcome.
You should have seen those policemen's attitude. We recorded it all with our cell phones. They said, go jump off that building and die. Not this building, that one.
At a recent press conference with the Joint United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS, Vice Minister of Health Huang Jiefu said that the government had basically solved the problem of HIV being transmitted through the sale of tainted blood. He said that the ministry was working to help AIDS patients who came to Beijing complaining of discrimination at the local level.
We make the people's demands our first priority. As long as the problems they describe are real, we resolve them. And if officials fail to execute their responsibilities, they will be punished according to our policies.
The press conference showed posters featuring Houston Rocket Center Yao Ming and public service videos designed to dispel popular misconceptions about AIDS.
Actually, you can't get AIDS from mosquito bites or by shaking hands, hugging, or eating with someone infected with AIDS.
Also at the conference, UNAIDS released its first report ever on HIV/AIDS-related social stigma in China. It said that 15% of AIDS patients surveyed had been refused employment and that 20% had faced violations of their individual rights, such as being subjected to coercive HIV testing because of their HIV status. UNAIDS Executive Director Michelle Sidibe said that a few Chinese medical workers refused to treat AIDS patients.
The report is showing that almost 10% of the people who have been detected with HIV/AIDS were not having access to services because of stigma and discrimination, because the medical staff were not ready to just interact with those people.
Vice Minister Huang Jiefu said that erasing social stigma would not be easy.
China's land is vast and has great differences in local cultures, traditions, and customs. So it will take a long time to raise levels of understanding among all the people and thoroughly eliminate discrimination towards AIDS patients.
Huang also noted that China temporarily lifted its ban on people with HIV/AIDS entering the country for last year's Beijing Olympics. He said he hoped that this could become a permanent arrangement, but that this matter was not entirely up to the health ministry. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.